Well, you piqued my interest when you said you and your buddy have APX 8000s. You join an amateur radio group of about three, including myself, that have APX 8000s, so I'm very curious about that. You can explain how one comes into an APX 8000 for recreational use. And as far as getting up a repeater, the problem with VHF is all the pairs are gone. So trying to put something up, and then where, you got to have a site, you got to have all that. None of it's insurmountable, but it's just, there's a lot to it. And getting a pair on VHF, I would imagine, is going to be a very, very tricky. You might have better luck finding somebody that's got a repeater that's, in the dumps, not really using it or anything like that, and bring some resources to the table, site, something like that, and offer to do something like that. But again, your mileage may vary. You can figure out, what you can, all you can do is put in for a pair and see what you get. Problem is, if you put in for a pair, you got to be ready to go. If they grant it, you got to tell them where it's going to be, how high, what it's going to be when it's done, and then they'll grant it, and then you got a certain amount of time to get it operational as listed, as designed. So, don't take this as discouragement. It's just there's a lot to it, and it's a pretty finite pool of frequencies, especially on VHF. Anyhow, the VHF side of your radio should be easy to program if you got your NAC set right, which I'm sure you do. And you got your input and output frequency set correctly. Then really, there's not a whole lot else to it as far as talk groups go. Just start with one local. Just see if you're working the repeater. I've got that at home in my 8000. So if you, I'm going to be home in about 20 minutes, half an hour, so you want to give me a call out here in an hour or so, I can listen for you, or we can test back and forth. We can absolutely see if we're hearing you. You can see if you're hearing me on the VHF side.